Good night of Shabbos, Pasha Shemini. But I would like to address this week is Shabbos Mevarchim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And I'd like to talk about Chodesh Nisan, about the precious 2 weeks before Pesach. We'll have many opportunities to discuss Pesach. Tonight I'd like to discuss the 2 weeks coming. Chodesh Nisan, the month of Nisan, is a yontif in itself. Some of you might remember, some of you might not, but Chodesh Nisan is, we don't say Tachnon. It's a yontif. It's a tremendous yontif. And there's in the Agada we say, Yachal Meresh Chodesh. It's such a yontif, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is such an exalted time that there was a question in the Agada, which is in Chazal, maybe we should start saying the Agada from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, just to bring out the point, just how serious Chodesh Nisan is. Chodesh Nisan is a Yom Tov, as I mentioned, we don't say Tachnun, and I'd like to explain why the next 2 weeks cannot be looked at as we have to get through it to get to Pesach Seder. That's missing the boat. The next 2 weeks have the main avodah, the main work in it. And I'll begin with a word I heard to my Rebbeim growing up. There's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. In Perek Zayin, pasuk Beis, Mayafu pa'amayich bana olam. How beautiful are your steps with your shoes. Bas Nadiv. I have to tell you, it's a little strange. When do you tell people how beautiful are your steps with your shoes? I would say, how beautiful are your steps? What's the pasuk saying? My yafu pamayach, how beautiful your footsteps are. Banalim, when you're wearing shoes. Fair question? So if you look in the Gemara says, pamayach means something else besides your steps. It means times. There were three times a year, shalosh pa'amim bashana, that a Yid went up to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, before Sukkot, before Pesach, before Shavuos. And the pasuk is telling us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, how beautiful are the footsteps with your shoes when you walk up. And again, it doesn't really help so much the question. And the answer is as follows. When a Yid left his family, or he took his family, left his business behind, you need to realize people had fields and crop. And they were going away for a few days now. Until they went up, until they came back, could be a week, could be 2 weeks, at least 2 weeks. And there's a lot of stress, even though there's a pasuk in Parshas Yisroi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's maybe later on, V'layachmeid ish asatzecha, no one's going to be jealous and no one's going to touch. It's actually one of the greatest nisim of all time, was that people would leave their fields totally open to the big bad world and nobody would touch it. But on the way, he was nervous, he was stressed, he might have left his family behind. Anyway, that was all on the way in. Imagine when he finally got to the Beis HaMikdash. Imagine all of his thoughts that he had on the way there, all the stresses and anxieties, all went up in smoke. It was all gone. And imagine how close and connected he felt watching the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. It was unbelievable. So if I asked you, when is the highlight? When is the most precious time to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You would say, in the Beis HaMikdash, when he got there. So the Torah tells us, no. Says the Pasuk, no. Hashem says, you know which part I really liked? Bana Olam, when he was wearing shoes. Everyone knows when you come into the Beis HaMikdash, what do you have to remove? You have to remove your shoes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Yid, once you came in and you felt connected, okay. That's nice. That's not the part that blew me away. The part that blew me away tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what? Is Bana Olam, when you were wearing your shoes and you were walking up all the way and you were making the trek and you were schlepping. That is the part that HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds precious. Because that's where the hardships were. That's where the challenge was. That's what's precious. Not when you were standing in the Beis HaMikdash and basking in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory. That's very easy. What's the key? The key is the effort when you walked and you kvetched and it was hard and you were tired and it was hot and you didn't lose yourself and you didn't get frustrated. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, those steps are so precious to me. Could we find a better analogy than to the time of Pesach? We have people who are looking to get through the next 2 weeks so they can get to the joyful part, to the connection part. My friends, I want to share with you, you have it backwards. The connection part is the next 2 weeks. That's the connection part. The connection part is the 2 weeks before Pesach. Pesach night, and then you connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's easy street. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu values is, Mayofu Pamayich Bana Olam. It's those steps you took to get to the base of Mikdash that I value and that I think is precious. That's what I value. You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks is precious? When you're sitting at the Seder, your eyes will be closed, your eyes will be open, you're not going to be agitated, you're not going to be stressed. You don't deserve much credit for that. What about the next 2 weeks? What's that going to look like? Are those steps to Pesach going to be beautiful? Or are they going to be full of strife? Are they going to be full of fighting? And then what do you expect? I have teenagers who shared with me. I ask around the class all the time why people's favorite yontifs are worse. Teenagers who tell me that Pesach is their worst yontif. I say, why? And they say, because there's so much stress at home. There's fighting. Everyone's agitated. And therefore what? So it's just something that it's not an enjoyable yontif. I've got that about Shabbos too, by the way. A teenager who's struggling with Yiddishkeit told me, I hate Shabbos. I say, why? He says, you don't know what goes on in my house Friday afternoon. It's just plain stress and agitation. So parents make the mistake. I'm going to make the Pesach Seder Geschmack. And then my kids will enjoy Yiddishkeit. You're 2 weeks too late. You have to make the next 2 weeks Geschmack. It doesn't have to be stressful. Find out from your Rav what you have to do and what you don't have to do. A lot of it you don't have to do. So remember the beautiful Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Mayofu Pamayich, which footsteps do I like? Bana Olam, when you're wearing your shoes. On your way walking to the base of Mikdash. When you're in the base of Mikdash, I'm not so impressed. Of course you're connected. That's easy. If you want to make sure that Pesach night is meaningful to your kids, don't work on preparing yourself for a good Seder. That's important too. You have to do that. I started preparing my Seder already. I opened our Godless. Of course you have to start. More importantly, is make sure the next 2 weeks are without strife, without stress. If Chalila, there's Shalom Bayis, if there's stress with children, the Pesach just doesn't have the joy. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. I like before that. There's a tremendous, and when something goes wrong, we get broke. Remember, this is how it's supposed to go. You know, people don't realize this. There's a Chazal that tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, before he created our world, he created many worlds. And he didn't like it, he destroyed it. Didn't like it, then he got our world he liked. And that's your obvious question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know what he wanted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes mistakes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it wasn't sure. The Sfarim tell us something so amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show us that this is how it goes. You do something, it wasn't good. You do it again. You don't get frustrated. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, even when I create the world myself, I'm going to go ahead and what? I'm going to make sure to do it that way. I'm going to make sure to do it when things go wrong. If you think nothing's going wrong between now and Pesach, you're not thinking. It will go wrong, and you have to pre-plan how you're going to respond. When children don't help enough, or when they help and they did the wrong thing. Again, I'm talking to myself. I want to be clear, everyone. This is a life's work. I'm not coming to tell you, oh, we've done this. We work on it every year. Make sure it's geschmack if you want your kids to enjoy Pesach. There's a story that I heard secondhand, but I don't remember if I've shared it or I didn't share it. I might have shared it before. But I have a friend of mine whose father, we came, had to go to Texas for a year to do a residency, maybe. I think it was a fellowship. He had to go for a year. He didn't take his family with him. He had older kids. He was an older guy. And but he was in Texas, in a part of Texas that there was no community at all. He'd go during the week. He'd come home for Shabbos when he was able to. And he walked into a rest area in Hicktown, Texas. Hot day. And he went ahead and he went in to buy himself a cold drink as his car was filling up. And all of a sudden, from one of the tables, this big burly trucker didn't look anything. Like, he goes, Was macht a Yid? How's a Yid doing? And this doctor was horrified. This was like a trucker, a real trucker, sitting there in McDonald's with his tray food eating. And out of respect, this doctor walks over to this fellow and he says, Hi, how are you? Oh, you're a Yid? He goes, Yeah. He says, Not just a Yid. He says, I'm a Yid that on Pesach, even the Satmar Rebbe could eat in my house. Now he's looking at this guy and he says, You think I'm a Sheikitz, right? Then what's he supposed to say? The guy's eating treif. He says, Then a whole year, he says, I don't keep kosher, I don't do nothing. But he says, on the 8 days of Pesach, Satmar Rebbe could come eat in my house. I'm so mad. And this guy was so taken aback. There's a man who keeps nothing, not Shabbos, not kashrus. And he says, why? He says, because in my house growing up, I watched my mother. What a queen. She went ahead, how she cleaned everything so meticulously. It meant so much to her. And we helped her. It was a positive experience. He says, I dropped everything, but Pesach I'll never drop. Because of that deep connection, that joy that I have. This is just reality. A couple of years back, Pesach, I shared a story about a kid that went off the derech. And he's married to a girl. Sukkot, he insisted that he goes home. And he shared that his father every year brings home all the esregim and all the kids get to pick and choose. He goes, I can't miss that. And he ended up joining them for that meal. And even though he left the house already, he said, I couldn't miss that joy. Esregim, the cleaning for Pesach, whatever it may be. Let's not focus now on Pesach. Let's focus on the yontif called Chodesh Nisan. The yontif called Nisan is a yontif in itself. Or we don't say Tachnon, and we even almost, maybe even, why is it a Yantif? Because this is how you build up to the Yantif. It's the days where you connect and you prepare. Remember, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves the footsteps with shoes before you get to the Makom HaMikdash. So, Emet Hashem, we'll make the extra effort this year, pre-Pesach, to make sure that we don't, Chas V'Shalom, turn into a negative experience. Make sure there's so many Averis you could pick up along cleaning for Pesach. It's scary. We'll be mechazik ourselves, Be'ez Hashem, and be patient and loving. Nothing's worth a fight, nothing. Call the Rav before you decide to pick a fight. Probably almost 99.9% he's going to tell you don't pick the fight. If this mom is serving bread during the Seder, maybe the Rav will say fight. Other than that, I think it's pretty comfortable to say you would never tell anyone to fight. This is just how it goes. Shalom, Abba, Achva, Reyes will make a beautiful yontif. As we have Shabbos Mabrachim Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help. Benisa Negalu, or Benisa Nasidin Legal. The month of Nisan, B'schos Noshim Sidkani, as we know, we left Mitzrayim, and B'schos Noshim Sidkani is that we're going to go out again in Nisan. And I wish everyone a meaningful preparation to Pesach. Be'ez Hashem will have the opportunities to talk about Pesach and Mitzrayim next week. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos.